Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And now, a Rob Brown logo, ESPN Upstate.
Welcome in the young man out of Charlotte, North Carolina, who joins us week in and week out to talk a little Carolina Panther football. He is the host of the Panther Nation podcast. He is Rashad Beard. And Rashad, go ahead, buddy. Just go ahead. I've had a week. I've been giving you crap for 9 weeks now.
Yeah, that hasn't been a week. That was like yesterday.
Go ahead, bud. It's all yours. Just let me have it.
I should be interviewing you today. But I tell you what, man, this it's a glorious day, Panther Nation. It's a glorious event having Sean Payton finally leave the NFL. And again, I'm not sure what the reasons are, so hopefully all is well with him in personal life and all that good stuff. But from a football standpoint, it is glorious to see Sean Payton out of the NFC South. He's been killing us year after year after year. And so we're happy. Panther Nation is happy. We're just waiting on Tom Brady to hang it up next so we can finally, take over.
All right, so Sean Payton's done. By the way, I will tell you that we found out a couple of minutes ago that the Saints have just put in a request to Tampa Bay to interview Byron Leftwich, which I find interesting. I kind of like it a little bit, I think, Rashad. But Sean Payton's gone. The Saints are likely in rebuild mode, right? $70 million over the cap. No quarterback signed as of now. Jameis Winston is a free agent. And the question here is, does this open up the South, right? Working under the assumption that Tom Brady's going to retire. And he sounds different in this offseason than he has in any offseason in recent memory. Working under the assumption Brady walks out. Realistically, Rashad, and be honest with me here, how likely is it that Carolina takes the step to be in contention for this division next season?
Oh, man. I don't know. I honestly don't know. I think it's honestly speaking, probably 50-50 shot. I do not know what to expect from this coaching staff. I do not know what to expect from this roster. We've got a lot of question marks. I think we are in good position if everything goes to plan and we can somehow identify a viable option at quarterback. I think our chance go up. I still have question marks about coach staff and about the future of the coach staff. But I will say from this offseason, all signs point to this, the GM and Tepper and everybody seems like it's going to be an all-in season due to the fact that Matt Rhule is pretty much on the hot seat. And so they're going to do whatever it takes, right? I think you have to take advantage of this window, but you have to do it smart, right? You can't just, start to go crazy with the cap and go nuts with, signing some random quarterback into $40 million a year contract. Got to be smart about it so that you protect the future and you can take the division over for years to come, not just 2 years. So I think they have to approach it very carefully. But again, to answer your question directly, 50-50 shot next season. And again, I have question marks about the coach staff mainly.
Rashad Beard, host of the Panther Nation podcast, joining us here on the Rob Brown Show. All right, let me throw a conspiracy theory I saw floating around a little bit, Rashad, out there and get your thoughts on it. So, Matt Rhule, basically everybody believes he's got 1 year, right? This is it for him. He's either got to get it to get to the playoffs or be right up on him, or he's done. So they bring in Ben McAdoo as the offensive coordinator. And McAdoo is well known in NFL circles for being a pretty decent evaluator of talent at the quarterback position. When he was in New York, he wanted Patrick Mahomes. Mahomes. The Giants got Daniel Jones instead. He was let go the next year. He went into the New York Times and said to both teams, you need to either get Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson. They passed on that. They all regret that as well. Matt Rhule has an opportunity here, I think, Rashad. And his opportunity is, if Ben McAdoo looks at one of the quarterbacks in this draft and says, that's Allen, that's Jackson, that's Mahomes, you get that guy. Is it insane to think that Matt Rhule grabs a quarterback? Because if he can grab a quarterback, and even if they don't make the playoffs, have a quarterback with a promising start to his career under he and Ben McAdoo, who has been getting praised from guys like Aaron Rodgers, etc., David Tepper might give him one more year based on the potential for that quarterback to grow into something special.
I most certainly think that is a possibility. I think that is accurate, and I have to agree with that. If there's showing promise, I think we have to make the playoffs, or at least be like playing up in week 18, saying that we have a shot. Like, we have to be competitive, right? We have to be really, really competitive going into it with a rookie quarterback. I think we'll be fine, and I think that does buy Matt Rhule another year or so potentially. Now, I will say this, and I agree with everything you said about Ben McAdoo in regards to his quarterback evaluation. I do think we should listen to him because, again, we have to keep in mind with McAdoo, he wasn't a very good head coach, but head coach responsibilities are much different from offensive coordinator responsibilities and talent evaluation. Like, it's completely different. So I think if Ben McAdoo come in and have this offense looking presentable and be at least average, I think we can be fine. So I want to say I trust Ben McAdoo, and I hope all those words are true about what he's saying and all that stuff about the evaluation, because I've read all that stuff about Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, all that stuff. If that's true and he says, hey, Pickett or whoever it is, the guy, I think you got to kind of listen to him. So, I mean, I don't think anything's off the table. I honestly don't. So it's all about being tough. We can make the playoffs. I think that's by Matt Rhule. And
talking to Rashad Beard, host of the Panther Nation podcast here on the Rob Brown Show and ESPN Upstate. So if Matt Rhule does, let's say he goes Malik Willis, a guy that I'm intrigued, not over the moon, right? Lamar Jackson was a guy I was over the moon about. I thought that guy was going to be a stud. Malik, I think, has better wheels than Lamar, but he's not as accurate. That being said, played at Liberty, wasn't working with NFL caliber receivers. Who knows what he's going to be capable of at the next level. Rashad, if he goes and gets a Malik Willis, and let's say the Panthers get to, I don't know, 6-7 wins next year, but you're getting really good numbers out of a young quarterback at that spot, and Tepper gives Matt Rhule one more year, saves himself another $11 million by buying him one more year, as a Panther fan, what's your reaction to that?
That is so tough, because you know what you don't want to do is do what the Bears did, right? They picked up Justin Fields, and then they fired the head coach, and now you're kind of in flux. You don't know if that coach is going to buy into a Justin Fields. So you get in a situation where, and that's why I'm kind of hesitant with allowing Matt Rhule to pick up another quarterback, especially drafting one, because the future is so uncertain. You get in these situations where the quarterbacks get lost off, i.e. like Josh Rosen. I'm not trying to compare the talent, but Josh Rosen, those type of guys that get lost, and they're decently talented quarterbacks, but then a coach doesn't, wants to come in and get their guy, and they're rightfully entitled to that, right? They want to get their guy to tie their name, not somebody's leftover. So, I mean, I understand it. I as a fan, I don't think I would love it. And it all depends who they will bring in to work with said Malik Willis, because I think you need a certain type of off guy that can work Malik Willis, a certain type of offensive staff work Malik Willis. I love Malik Willis, but I don't think he's a day one starter. He needs to sit maybe a couple weeks, 6-7 weeks, to kind of get it right and prepare for the NFL. Because like I said, he does play favorite, so he needs a bit of a time to ramp up. I think eventually he'd be really good, but I think he needs a year or so to kind of learn and develop, and then maybe start next year. So that's a really tough scenario, bro. I got to be honest with you. It would really have to go off a feeling. 6 wins, I don't think would be enough. I would have to let Matt.
We're talking to Rashad Beard, host of the Panther Nation podcast. Follow them on Twitter at Panther Nation PC, but make sure you subscribe to their channel on YouTube as well, where they go live all the time. You're absolutely going to want to check out some of that content. We've talked obviously about Ben McAdoo and the quarterback evaluation. We've talked about what would go into it if there's a rookie quarterback. The big cog that we're waiting to see what happens still is Christian McCaffrey, right? I mean, we know about the injury concerns. We're not breaking any news here. Guys played effectively one out of every three games in the past 2.5 seasons now, but the amount of money that's on that contract is a big part of why I think they put out feelers for a potential trade, and we have not heard anything as of late. Do you have any thoughts on what is happening with McCaffrey? Have you heard anything new about where McCaffrey is? Is there any more any more smoke flying around the HQ right now?
Yeah, no, I haven't heard anything. The last I heard was when Scott Fitterer came out and said he had a conversation conversation with Christian McCaffrey in regards to the situation, saying that, hey, we're going to listen to offers. We're not floating you around, but if there's an offer out there, we're going to listen. I think that's the right approach. I don't know. The contract is so hefty, and they just restructured it too. So on the back end, there's a lot of money tied up to the contract. And so I think it's going to be really tough to find a trade partner to take that contract. Maybe a team like the Jaguars that have a ton of cap space would be interested. They're in the process of rebuilding, right? So I think you could potentially find a trade partner. It's a matter of the conversation you're going to get back, whether it's, draft capital, what it's going to be, right? Are you going to get the right conversation back for Caffrey, given that they have to accept such a big contract? So I have not heard anything in regards to it. I think they really want Christian McCaffrey to come back healthy and you'll play a 17-game season. So I think they want him, and I think they're preparing for that. Every time they go in season, they always talk about how Chris Hafford's a guy, and then they prepare for it, and you can see it in the offense, right? I really hope that they're prepared with life without Caffrey, just in case it does happen. And if he's there, that's all great. But you need to consider having a guy like Amir Abdullah back on the roster to replace a Christian McCaffrey, just in case he can't finish the season. So I haven't heard anything new. Again, I kind of wait and see, but I think they're preparing for Christian McCaffrey to return back to the Carolina Panthers, given the contract.
We are talking to Rashad Beard, host of the Panther Nation podcast. All right, let's flip back to the draft. Got another couple of minutes here with you, Rashad. We talked about the potential for quarterback. My theory right now is Ben McAdoo was brought in because he can eyeball quarterback. But I think the majority of Panthers fans have said, I would join that group, that, offensive line is the way to go, specifically finding that key left tackle for whoever is going to be the quarterback next year. I know the young man Brown out of Mississippi State, one of the bigger, longer guys, Matt Rhule, there's kind of the running joke about the fact that the number one stat he's looking for in an offensive lineman is arm length more than anything else, and this kid certainly got it. Do they stay at 6 and go with the best 2 or 3 tackles in the draft? I think there's a pretty hefty drop-off from tackle number 3 to number 4. Do they stay at 6? Do they trade back and look for anywhere across the offensive line? As of today, if quarterback's not the pick, what do the Panthers do?
This is a really intriguing conversation, and it's one I try to prepare for. I do something called Mock Draft Monday, where I do mock drafts that kind of simulate what I think the Panthers would do, and it's really tough because we don't have a second or a third round pick, and so that pick number 6 is going to be valuable and probably look to be floated and look for a trade partner. But at the same time, we do have, like you said, a need for an offensive line. Now, I'll say this about the offensive line. I do feel like Brady Christian deserves an opportunity to prove himself at left tackle. I thought he played well given the opportunity. So I'm not as old at us just taking the best of left tackle available. Now, if Evan Neal is there, he has this flexibility where he can move inside. He's a little different, right? But I don't know that I'm, because if you look at the layout of the line, the tackles are really, Christensen deserves an opportunity to play. And then you look at Moten, who deserves, is obviously the franchise right tackle. But I do think we need a center. My favorite pick in mock right now is Tyler Linderbaum, who I think if we can trade back and stay within the top 10, I think he's the guy I'm looking to target, maybe at 9 or 10. Maybe we can pick up an additional second or a third round pick. But I anticipate the Panthers trading back to get more picks. You saw us trade back a lot in the draft last year. And I think you'll see that for us to pick up more draft capital. I just don't know that we're going to move back too far. Like, I don't think we're going to trade back out of the top 15. But I participate a trade back within the top 10 and maybe taking a guy like Linderbaum, who is center, or maybe even a Kyle Hamilton, which is interesting as well, a safety. We do need a safety as well, but he's elite at safety. He's not just a regular safety. That's my opinion.
Yeah, same spot I came from. I thought trading back, well, even, unless there, my thought, Rashad, was if McAdoo's in there for a quarterback and if he says Malik Willis is the guy, that's the only reason that I think I stay put at 6, right? Because you're going to be looking at teams that are willing to jump up around 11, 12, around where Washington sits in order to maybe grab Malik Willis. But I think whether it's Kenny Pickett, I think whether it's Matt Corral, if any of those other guys are the ones that McAdoo says he's the guy, as long as you stay ahead of probably New Orleans at 18, I think you can grab any of those other quarterbacks. If Malik's the pick, you stay at 6. If it's it's anybody else, you got to build back draft capital, right?
Yeah, you have to. I mean, I just think it's tough because take Malik at six. You're not picking until, what, day three. So now you're like, we have other holes. Like, it's not like we're quarterbackers our only need. We have gaps at linebacker. We have gaps safety. We have gaps at interior offensive line. So we have a lot of gaps filled. And I do honestly think no matter what the position is, because you also got to keep an eye on Bailey Zappe, too. That's a kid I like out of West Husky that you can potentially get later in the second or third round. Maybe we can identify one of those later guys, but I just don't see, maybe the one scenario you mentioned with McAdoo identifying a guy and saying, yeah, we got to take him. I just don't see any other scenario where we stay put.
Rashad Beard is the host of the Panther Nation podcast. Follow them on Twitter at Panther Nation PC. And of course, check them out on YouTube. Subscribe to that YouTube channel at Panther Nation podcast. Rashad, my man, always good to talk to you, buddy. I will take all the Saints jokes you got on Twitter for the rest of the weekend, but then on Monday it's over, but it's over. I don't want to hear no more about it.
Listen, man, keep your head up, man. That's all I got to say. It could be worse.
It's true. It's true. We could all be the Houston Texans. You're not wrong. Rashad Beard, we'll be back next week. Appreciate you, Sean.
All right, bro. Thanks, man.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at ESPNUpstate.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.